predicting the future.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
It's like, okay, this month. It's like you're predicting the future, basically. It's a lot of fun that way. If you treat it like that kind of exercise.
Yeah.
Like that.
And it's like, you're like, oh my God, we need $100,000 to do this. There's no way we could do it. And then it's like, but if we did get $100,000. All of a sudden you're contemplating this thing that you would never have contemplated before, right? Which can be really great. The other thing, I'll shut up in a sec, but the other thing that I think is really key to that kind of collaboration, and I think actually to a lot, to any group activity like that, is to present a united front. So we would argue bitterly, bitterly, for hours with tears and shouting and hanging up the phone and stuff, but when any decision that we came to, we both were on side when the decision was made. You know, like I knew that whatever I decided was then whatever I conceded to or whatever. I wasn't going to go around saying, well, Catherine wanted to do this, and I didn't want to do it. But no, don't do that. It's like, your group, you go forward. So,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
I have some other questions, but does anybody have a... Yeah?
I was wondering what experiences were around recognizing that you were doing too much yourself and finding a way to work through that? Because, I mean, I know for me, I've worked on a lot of projects where I've gotten really engaged, really empowered, really impassioned about something, and then kind of looked up and gone, oh my God, I can't do this all by myself. What have I done? So I'd like to hear what you guys have experienced with respect to that and how you've gone about finding a solution to that.
Okay. Trying to think if I've had that problem. Well, I think this is where sort of the planning comes in, I think. Like, this sort of, what helps, I guess, in any project is to, like, have these little small chunks and kind of, the more you do stuff, the better you are at the planning and realizing how much work they're going to be. It's basically trial and error, I think. I don't think I've ever really, I'm at the point now where I can recognize problems, but it just takes a lot of trying and doing in the, like, experience to figure out, okay, this is way too much for me to do in a week or a month or 2 weeks. I think that's how I've always approached it. And yeah, every project I try to have like a one, can I do this in a week? And if I can, then I'll probably do it. Can I do the first step in a week? You know what I mean? Like, there's a sort of scale of time that I like to operate at. And if it's much longer, it makes me nervous. It probably won't happen. So that's, I don't know if that helps.
I'd like to add to that I think it's extraordinarily difficult to bring someone else in later. Like, if you already have ownership over a piece of the project or the project, it's much, much, much more difficult to divest that ownership to someone else and have them take it over than it is to start with sharing the project. And I don't have a lot of ideas about how to divest ownership, and I think that's something that faces a lot of people, especially when a project grows. Right, you like get something and it's going really well, and the workload increases, then how do you bring other people in? It's extremely difficult, and I think it involves some really hard decisions about the vision. You have to let go of something if someone else is going to take it over. Mm-hmm. And that's like everyone would
unless
have their own way of doing that. Yeah, or unless you can pay them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And well, then you're still giving up control if you pay somebody.
Oh, yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really big point to bring up. The question of how, like, I mean, when, for instance, I was working on a video game project, there's this, when I was bringing in programmers, actually me and Mark were working on it together, when we met programmers who were interested in sort of collaborating or whatever, it was great until they got a job, and then it was over. Because they were working like crazy at their job, which was coding all day. It's the last thing they want to do when they go home. So it's a question of, okay, seeing like, okay, well, like sometimes the skill set that you need to sort of make your project better is something that's very actually economically sort of valuable. Like design is a good example. Like, I mean, sometimes, I mean, the stuff Terry's done for me, I couldn't afford in a million years. You know, and that's, so it's a question of, okay, well, how, knowing that, and sometimes, like, knowing that, how do you kind of hammer out something, like a schedule, for instance, that kind of, might overlap with their work schedule. Like that's a very difficult thing, because you're saying to someone that you want them to prioritize something that you're working on for no money over something that is you know, that they get paid for. So so the money issue is a big thing, and yeah, I just was wondering if you guys had any comments on that, further comments.
I think that definitely when you're working on a project that doesn't pay and you're asking people to give up, you know, an evening of work, for instance, in one of my bands, there's a fellow who has a job where he works evenings on weekends. And so when we're saying yes or no to playing a show on a weekend, we're basically asking him, well, can you give up a shift at work? Mm-hmm. And so it's our job in the band to be really understanding about it. If he doesn't want to do it, we can't bug him about it. I mean, right. It's his decision, really, because we're just giving up a Saturday night,
right.
And he's giving up a shift at work. So for us to play on a Saturday, he has to really want to, and we just have to accept that. So we have to be very, you know, when you're collaborating with people who are making an economic sacrifice to participate, you can't give them any grief about it, especially passive aggressive grief, which is worse than aggressive grief.
Yeah. The other thing that occurred to me was that with money, like often, like, I mean, I make a bare subsistence living off of my books and the projects that I work on. And when I ask people, for instance, to help out with doing something or contribute some art or that kind of thing, it gets to the point where I feel like I'm a little self-conscious about it, because I'm getting paid for it, but they're not. And one of the things that I try to do is make their input to it as easy as possible, like absolutely minimal involvement. Just like, I mean, I've got to the point with